Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kennedy, let's go back to the finish yesterday. You were there, right there in the grandstands.
I had a real opportunity to stand right there, and it was something else. The women's winner came through, and then the men's final. My goodness.
The elite men, right down to the finish
wire, yes.
Unbelievable finish.
One block to go. Toronto
turning it on in the final seconds. They both are. Oh, it's going to be a photo finish at the Boston Marathon. Oh my gosh, and it's Toronto with the victory.
Lisa's legs just gave out in the last 2 seconds there.
That, I don't know. I like Miguel's call of it last hour with Annie at the bar.
It's a marathon.
Kick the other guy.
Yeah, kid.
One kick. It's a marathon.
This is all I can say.
So I was at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. I host a big event for Spalding and their Race for Rehab team. They have almost 100 runners. They raised over $800,000.
So amazing.
And one of the guys that ran is Clinton Fowler. It was his first race, okay? And I have some audio of talking to him. But also his brother participated for the 20th year in a row in a wheelchair. So I started with him, with Jason, and talking about how the weather from yesterday affected the race.
I got an email message on Thursday saying, you can defer a year if you don't want to deal with the weather conditions. And so we're like, the first thing that came to mind was, like, it can't be as bad as last year. Like, it just can't be. And so right away that was like, you know what? I just believed that there was just no way it could be as bad as last year. And I was like, I'm ready. I went out and got all waterproof gear and everything. So I was ready.
And then it happened this morning. You're like, oh gosh, maybe I cursed myself. It looks so bad out there.
We got on the bus at 5:45 this morning and it was just unloading. We're going to the start and we're going through puddles that would have like engulfed our wheelchairs.
How fast are you going on the chairs down some of the biggest hills?
Yeah, so it probably 34, 35 miles an hour. And you can imagine we're in 12-pound chairs, 14-pound chairs, and our wheels are about a half or an inch wide. And so you hit a brake at 30 miles an hour, and it's wet, you're just going to skid. Like, there's no stopping. The start was a little bit gnarly because you can imagine 60 chairs all starting at once, and you're inches from the guy next to you. And so it got dicey, but I just knew, being I've done a bunch of these, that you know, you got to just take it easy. It's the first half mile. Like, the race is not won in the first half mile. So
I want to talk to you about doing this before. Tell everybody how many times you've done the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, today was my 20th Boston Marathon and somewhere around my 40th marathon. Yeah, this is over 25 years.
Why? Why do you keep coming back?
That's a really good question. You know what? The agreement I made with myself was anytime I'm in Boston, home, I'm going to do the race. And if I'm able to qualify, I should be able to do it. I feel like it's a blessing to be able to do it, no matter who you are, no matter what body shape, no matter if I use a wheelchair or whatever it is. If you get out there and feel the energy, which I got my brother sitting next to me, it's his first marathon ever. I mean, there were people out there last year. This year is a little different because the conditions weren't as tough. But last year that were, I think they were suffering more than I were. You know, like, their umbrellas are sideways. And like, everybody goes through their struggle. And mine, I feel like, is less than a lot of people. So if I can get out there and run, like, why not?
Wow.
What an incredible story, right?
Holy
smokes, man. So many inspiring stories that you saw yesterday. And I think, you know, watching the Boston Marathon every year, it never gets old watching people help one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many instances you saw people stop running to help somebody else finish, you know, cross the finish line that was struggling. Mm-hmm. So they gave up whatever, you know, PR they might have had or whatever to watch, to help people cross.
So that's Jason Fowler. I actually found a story on him. They did a story on ESPN about him because he was a rock star motorcycle racer and had an accident as a teenager. He was sponsored. He was on the way to a big career. And then after the injury happened and the accident happened, he turned his focus to this.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then, so his brother was also there running for Spalding. His name is Clinton. And I asked him, you know, here it is, the first Boston Marathon. What was it like for you?
I had no idea what to expect, so it was pretty rough. I would have liked it to rain the whole way.
Got a little warm and muggy.
It did. When it hit 70 degrees in the middle of the race, that was pretty hard. Yeah. But the thing that, I mean, I grew up here in Boston, and the last 5 miles are amazing. The energy at five and six deep with people, and people just yelling you along. You get, you know, into the mental pain cave, and somebody will yell your name, and instantaneously you're just like, all righty, I got to keep going. So
I saw a sign that said, my mascara runs faster than you do. And it was just such a Boston thing to say. I loved it. Were there any signs out there that you saw when you were running?
The number of Kiss Me signs in that location is pretty off the charts. Yeah, it's totally insane.
All right, well, let me put you in an awkward position. Are you coming back next year? Are you going to do it again?
Cool. I don't know.
Come on, your brother is only ahead of you by 19.
You know, him doing it for his 20th was the impetus. If he could do it 20, I could do it once, right? That's hard. And I think about the number of times he's done it, the number of triathlons he's done, and just goes into that pain cave and repeatedly chooses to do so.
Right.
I don't know. That one, I do a lot of cycling. It's different. Running just beats you. So right now I'm happy with that one. But in a week, I'm sure the adrenaline will be there and I'll be like, all righty, let's go for this.
Well, it's good to meet you both. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jason and Clinton Fowler there. Just an incredible story.
What a great story.
And Jason listens to the show, by the way, Kennedy.
Hey, Jason.
He is a big fan.
How you doing?
Yeah, so just meeting those guys and hearing their story.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good stuff.
Good dudes.
So if you were down there yesterday supporting people who ran, or you volunteered, or you just went to watch, you know, even if you didn't know anybody,
mm-hmm.
or you participated, congratulations to you. What a day.
Seriously.
What a fantastic day. Every year I go down there and I think, oh, I couldn't be more inspired than I was last year.
And then
you go down there again and you meet more people and hear more stories.
It's the best thing about this city. It really is the best day because it is so Boston. It's guys coming out and just supporting each other, and that's all that really matters.
Especially in short shorts.
Exactly.
So many short shorts yesterday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.